This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of supporters of Iranian President-elect Ibrahim Raisi gathered in Tehran Saturday evening and Sunday morning to celebrate his landslide victory in the presidential elections. The crowd assembled on Imam Hussein Square, usually the stage for religious ceremonies, and cheered his victory by hoisting his pictures and Iranian flags. He won a landslide victory in Friday's presidential election, a vote that propelled the supreme leader's protege into Tehran's highest civilian position. His election became more of a coronation after his strongest competition found themselves disqualified from running. And that sparked calls for a boycott, and many apparently did stay home. Out of 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million voted. That is the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday said that his foreign minister and defense minister will head the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary election. By placing Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on the list, Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party whose support has been waning. The September 19th election for all 450 seats in the lower house of parliament is widely seen as an important part of Putin's efforts to cement his rule ahead of the 2024 presidential election. The 68-year-old leader, who has been in power for more than two decades, pushed through constitutional changes last year that would potentially allow him to hold on to power until the year 2036. This is VOA News. Thousands took to the streets across Brazil protesting against President Jair Bolsonaro's pandemic response, blasting the leader for not acquiring vaccines fast enough and for questioning the need for mask wearing. The protests came as the country's health minister confirmed that more than 500,000 Brazilians have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Brazil's reported death toll is second only to that of the United States, where the number of lives lost has topped 600,000. Brazil is registering more than 70,000 confirmed coronavirus infections every day. Just 11.4% of the population has been fully vaccinated, according to the government. The President Bolsonaro has downplayed the seriousness of the virus while trying to keep the country's economy running. He dismissed COVID-19 as a little flu and has scorned mask wearing and social distancing. Myanmar's foreign ministry on Saturday rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. Myanmar described the resolution, which passed Friday and is not legally binding, as being based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. The statement issued in the capital said the foreign ministry has sent letters of objection to the UN Secretary General and the General Assembly's president. The resolution reflected a broad international consensus condemning the takeover that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. It called on the military junta to restore the country's democracy or democratic transition, condemned its excessive and lethal violence since the takeover, and called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. U.S. authorities say that a driver slammed into spectators at the start of a pride parade in South Florida, killing one man and injuring another. The Fort Lauderdale mayor said the pickup truck driver acted like he was part of the Wilton Manor Stonewall Pride Parade, but then suddenly accelerated when he was told he was next, crashing into the victims. The driver was taken into custody. Authorities did not say whether they think the crash was intentional. The FBI is helping with that investigation. Police say the other victim is expected to survive. The mayor says he believes the crash was a deliberate attack against the LGBTQ community. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.